You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey, what's up, and welcome back to today's episode of Build Your Tribe. Now, of course, you've heard of Amazon. You're a human being who's alive in the year 2021, so of course you know what Amazon is. Chances are you've probably even bought something from Amazon before. Heck, you might have even bought something from Amazon within the last few hours. I know that I have. Amazon is arguably the biggest business in the history of mankind. But what's really cool is, and what you might not know, you can use Amazon to your advantage. You can use Amazon to sell your products, and you can use Amazon to sell other products. You can resell on Amazon, and it's actually easier than you may think. Today, I have the pleasure of bringing Amy Hong, who is an Amazon expert, onto the show. Not only is she an Amazon expert, but she's also a wife and a mom of three. She started with Amazon as a reselling option, and it was just part-time, but she very quickly realized the full-time income that could be provided without working full-time hours on Amazon. In today's episode, we talk about how to get started, we talk about some common pitfalls, we talk about the basics, all the way up to some advanced insider tips, like which products she recommends getting started with and which products are selling the fastest or the most popular on Amazon. This is a really exciting topic and one that I think might be really beneficial for you if you're someone who isn't that into building a social media following or putting your face on camera, if you would much rather create a stream of income for yourself that doesn't require more content being made. This is an awesome avenue to check out. So without further ado, let's hop into the interview. Hi, Amy. Welcome to Build Your Tribe.
Hi, Brock. How are you? Thank you for having me.
Good. I'm very good. Very excited to have you here and to talk about this subject, which we haven't covered very much here at Build Your Tribe, which is reselling and specifically reselling on Amazon. Can you tell me what that even means?
Yeah, definitely. So reselling on Amazon is a way of arbitraging. So most people probably know the term retail arbitrage when it comes to Amazon, which is RA for short. And it's just going to clearance aisles at the big box stores like Walmart, Target, and reselling it for a profit. And people actually don't know that you can actually resell things that are in full price for a profit as well, which is the beauty of replen, which just stands for replenishable. And it's just another model for selling on Amazon, just like RA is, or online arbitrage.
Got it. So replan, really quickly, is that a software or an app, or is that more just like the general term for the strategy?
It's more the general term. So it's the motto of selling. Yep.
Got it. Okay. So personally, I have experience in the past of using Mercari and Poshmark, which are apps that let you, you know, like resell stuff. Like I remember when I was moving, I think I resold like an old kitchen table on one of those apps. So why Amazon per se over one of these millions of other apps that are available in the App Store?
Yeah, so Mercari, I actually sell on that too. So I'm very familiar, like Poshmark, eBay. But Amazon is a whole different beast because there's so many people on there. And they have this audience that have paid for Prime. And so they get two-day shipping or sometimes one-day shipping. And they're willing to pay sometimes a premium price to get their items faster. And so I really like the model of reselling on Amazon because you can actually get Amazon to do all the work for you instead of doing it yourself, like sending things out to the customer when they buy, just like eBay or Mercari. Amazon has a program called FBA, is Fulfillment by Amazon, where they take over all of that responsibility. All you got to do is just ship to one of their fulfillment centers and you pay them a fee, of course. But for that fee, you get to list your items for two-day shipping prime. And when the customer sees that, they're like, oh, okay, so I can get my items fast and you get the sale a lot faster. And the volume is a lot higher as well because there's more people shopping on Amazon.
Wow. Wow. Okay. That totally makes sense. I mean, I can speak from personal experience. When I'm on Amazon, if I see that little check mark that says it's Prime, I'm way more likely to purchase it and probably even a lot less likely to look at the price. While I've found when I'm on some of these other reselling apps, I'm a lot more likely to shop around and find a great deal. And I find people like bargaining and trying to undercut the price. So that totally makes sense. And then of course, Amazon is flipping huge. I mean, I know that I'm in Seattle, so Amazon is as big as it gets. But how do you get started with this reselling business on Amazon? Like, what's kind of step one on this journey?
Yep. So step one would be to get your Amazon selling account. And to get that open, you do have to go through a few verification steps because Amazon is trying to protect their customers. And so they want to verify you are who you say you are. And they'll have a little interview with you. So once you get your account all set up and everything, you'll be able to download a little app on Amazon. It's a seller app. And you would use that app to go to stores around your area. And these days, I actually do a lot of my replenishing online. So I don't even have to leave my house. But for new sellers, I actually recommend them going into the store and then using the app to start scanning items to see if it's profitable. So the app is completely free. So if you are just shopping or at a certain store, you go to the clearance aisle and you see things are on sale. You scan it, you put in the price that you're going to buy it for, and then Amazon will tell you if it's profitable or not. So I got started that way. I went to like Goodwill, for example. There's things out there that are like dirt cheap, and I just have to make sure the items are new and good condition. I would check the price. And nowadays, there's another program that I'll talk about in a little bit called Keepa that will allow you to see if the item has been selling in the past, how it's been doing, what are the prices, what are the competition, so you can make good buying decisions. One of the mistakes I made in the beginning is just buying whatever because I thought that it was selling good for that time.
Wow. So it sounds like a lot of automation. Can you tell me more about Keepa and some of these other automation tools?
Yeah, for sure. So Keepa is an app on your phone and they just actually roll out the app form, but I used to go to Keepa.com, the website, and I would put in the ASIN. So for Amazon, ASIN is a unique number that is given to every single product on their platform. And you put in the ASIN and Keepa will give you all the data that you need in terms of how is the prices, how are the competition, how is the sales going, how much is it selling, is it a seasonal item? And with all of that information, you can make a decision on whether or not you want to buy 5 of these items or 10 or 20. And you can go home and then once you list it on Amazon, and if it sells, you can go back and buy some more. So that's the beauty of replen, is that once you've kind of graduated from retail arbitrage, which is just buying things clearance, you can actually buy things full price. So you can go back and get the same items over and over again. So Keepa is huge. And that's probably the only app that I would actually pay for. They do have a free version, but the paid version will give you a lot more information. So I do recommend that one. And I think it's only $17 a month. So it's not, you know, breaking the bank at all.
Yeah, that sounds totally worth it. How much would you say it costs to get started in this whole journey?
Yeah. So actually, when I first got started, I was a student in pharmacy school, and I just needed some extra money to pay for books. And so I didn't have a lot of money. I started, I think, with like less than $300. And I turned around and made a profit almost within the same month, because it takes some time to ship to Amazon. And so once I saw that I was able to quickly turn around the money, I just invested all of that back into the business. We didn't take out a salary at all for about a year and a half. My husband and I are doing it full time now, but when we first got started, it was just very little. There's another model called private label that costs a little bit more. And some people might find that a little bit sexier, you know, importing things from China. And once you kind of get the system, some people do like to do the private label route, but that does cost a little bit more. When we started, we put in like $4,000. So that was a lot of investment for us. And so I would say anyone who's brand new, just get started with the retail arbitrage. It's, you know, definitely doable. If I can do it with like maybe 10 hours spare during my courses and all the times that I was in school, I believe that anyone can spare a few hours in the week to get started with this business.
Absolutely. Sounds really interesting. So you said for the first year and a half or so, you didn't take any salary. At the year and a half mark, was it then full time, or was it just that's when you started taking your first salary?
Oh yeah, it was definitely full time. So it paid for both my husband and I to be able to stay at home and do this full time. So I was a pharmacist and he was a software developer. Mm-hmm. And it all started. So our journey actually started if you don't mind, I'm just going to kind
absolutely,
of
yeah, go for
a
it.
Little background. So 6.5 years ago, I started it when I was in pharmacy school. And then it was just kind of a side hustle for us, you know, the next 5 years, because we didn't want to kind of dive right in, not know if this will actually work. But then 1.5 years ago, my husband lost his job during the height of the pandemic. And then I find myself pregnant with our third kid and working as a pharmacist and long hours and being 7 months pregnant. And I was just like, hey, you're not working right now. Why don't you just redo this thing and see how it works? And so he had a lot of time in his hand and he was doing the business, and we saw exponential growth. As we put in more time, he was shipping and we were just doing everything outside of our house. And then I was like, okay, I don't want to go back to work. So I'm going to help you during maternity leave. And so I helped him and everything kind of aligned for us. And so we were able to just do all this full time. And that's when I said, I gave him my letter, and you know, that was the end of that.
Wow.
The beginning, I guess.
The end of one and the beginning of another. Congratulations on that. That's really cool. What were some pitfalls that maybe you've heard of, or maybe you did yourself, that you would just advise people who are new sellers that they watch out for?
Yeah, for sure. So one of the things was that we kind of jumped in too fast with private labeling, and we spent a lot of money and it took a long time to see the return. So I would recommend anybody starting with to start with retail arbitrage, and then not making good buying decisions because I didn't know how to use Keepa. So the Keepa graph, it's complicated a little bit for people who are just looking at it for the first time because there's a lot of numbers and it's a graph. So once I trained myself on how to know the numbers and read it and familiarize myself, we were able to kind of quickly grow our business without making all those bad buying decisions. One time we had 20 of these shampoos that just didn't sell. And I'm just like, why did I buy so much? I wish I knew. And I would have just bought like five or so. And the last thing I would say is definitely know your numbers, because with an e-commerce business, I don't know if you know, but you have to put in a lot of initial capital. And when you see the sales, the revenue number is not the actual number, it's everything. Mm-hmm. So someone who says they make $1 million, you don't know how much they're actually taking home and how much they are, you know, potentially losing. So knowing your number is huge. And I have a book that I read, it's called Profit First for e-commerce sellers. And that book has taught me so much to be able to invest the right way and actually know all of your numbers. So those are the pitfalls I can think of. Of course, there's a lot more, but those are the big ones.
Hey, what's up? I wanted to interrupt this episode really quickly to tell you about the Insta Club Hub. The Insta Club Hub is my mom and I's Instagram coaching membership. It's the only place where you can get our most in-depth knowledge and training on all things Instagram. And I hear you. Instagram can be confusing. There's so much that changes all the time, and there's so much you could learn. I mean, there's so much that changes like every single week with Instagram. And so that's why our goal in the Insta Club Hub is to make things as simple as possible so that you can know exactly what you need to do on a daily basis to not only grow your Instagram, but start converting your followers into customers, start actually making money from your Instagram account. That's our goal. That's what we want to teach you to do. We want to make it as simple as possible. In the Insta Club Hub, you get dozens of quick bite-sized lessons where you literally get to look over my shoulder and watch me click the different buttons on my phone so you can follow right along with me. We also have 2 live trainings every single month. It's the only place where you get guaranteed 2 live trainings from my mom and myself every single month. If you ever have to miss one of those lives, there's always a recording of them available. There's also a powerful Q&A section where if you ever have any Instagram technical difficulties or challenges, we have experts to help you get them fixed. I can't rave enough about the results that people are getting from the Insta Club Hub. We're talking about thousands of new followers in a super short amount of time. And like I said earlier, most importantly, converting those followers into customers. So I can't stress it enough. I highly encourage you to join Insta Club Hub today. The link is in the show notes below this episode. And of course, you can just visit InstaClubHub.com to join. Anyways, back to the episode.
How many hours? Because I know you said like at one point you were spending like maybe 10 hours a week. If you were doing this, let's say you're doing this just on the side, this was just a side hustle for you. This wasn't your full-time job. You were just kind of doing this in the hours of the night, the late hours. How many hours would you say it would take per week to manage this and kind of keep up with everything just on a part-time basis?
Yeah, for sure. So I was actually going when I was working full time. The only time that I had was in between my shifts, which was like 2 hours here and maybe 5 hours there, and then weekends. But in total, I would say about 10, maybe 15 hours to get started, just to kind of jumpstart and get, you know, you familiarized with the app, the shipment plan, but no more than that. And once I started making income, I invested a little bit more, like 20 hours. And then eventually now we're doing it full time.
Gotcha. So now you say you're doing it full time. Is it still that you're spending like a full time amount of hours, like 40 hours a week for each you and your husband on managing this? Or is it a full time income with not full time hours?
Yeah. So the beauty of Replan is that you can outsource a lot of things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you guys talk about outsourcing all the time. And I love that about MIA because it teaches you how to outsource things that you don't like to do. So one of the things that I really did not want to do was shopping. And I I was like, you know, I love shopping for myself, but now I'm having to shopping for the business. It was different. Yeah. And so that was the first thing that we outsourced. We got a shopper and she's still with us today. And her whole family actually works for us. So we are so blessed to have them. And then the next thing you can outsource is packing. And, you know, I didn't really love packing boxes either. So we got a warehouse where we can have people come in to help us with prepping and packing. And then my sister actually works for us full time too. And she's the warehouse manager. And so there's a lot of things that you can outsource. But for me and my husband, we spend maybe 10, 15 hours on the business now. And the rest is just kind of helping other people get started.
That's awesome. Really cool. Can you give us the insider info? Is there any products right now that you found are just way more popular? Maybe like a category of products that's way more popular or selling really well?
Yeah. So household is huge right now because more people are finding themselves at home cleaning. So cleaning supplies is huge. When we first got started, we just went to all of the items that we found that we were using a lot. And we checked the app to make sure it was selling. And we just went to the store and checked that. And we just bought as many as we can within the limit. But I would say start out with anything you are interested in. Like I'm a mom, so I was always in the baby aisle. So you see me buying diapers and wipes all the time. And so that was where how I got started. But the only thing with if you're a new seller is Amazon do restrict you in certain categories. So just make sure you start out in the categories that is open to all sellers. So there are certain categories that Amazon will just allow you to sell and you don't need to be ungated in. So that's a term that's pretty popular out there for in the Amazon community is like gating. So like toys are gated, food is gated, household is actually gated. I mean, I actually have a list of items that are ungated on my website that we'll talk about later. But if you're a new seller, you can just definitely get started from there.
Got it. Very cool. Awesome. Who is this right for? And then maybe more importantly, who is this wrong for?
So this is right for anybody who is trying to build a side income and potentially increase or supplement or replace their income. And it's right for you if you know that it's not just like a get rich quick type of scheme. It's going to take a lot of work. It took us 6 years. And, you know, if you want to build a substantial income for your family, maybe you want to stay at home a little bit more, or maybe like me, I was a college student and I needed a little bit of money. It's anybody, you know, if you have a little spare time, you can definitely just get started. But if it's not for you, if you think that you can just overnight magically replace your income, if you don't have that mentality that it will work, then it definitely won't work because there's always struggle and challenges because Amazon constantly update their website and there's always challenges for us sellers, like things that we just it kind of like come out of nowhere where Amazon just automatically update their policy. And sometimes Amazon might be selling your own product. You're just like, okay, I guess I can't sell that anymore because I can't compete with Amazon. So there's a lot of challenges. I think it's for anybody who really wants it badly enough for themselves, their family, then it's definitely doable.
Cool. Can you tell us more about the course that you have as well as the Facebook group that you're currently running?
Yeah. So the course that we have is called Woman Sellers Academy. And it is, of course, if you are just brand new, starting out, you're trying to get your account up and running. You want to have ideas of the type of products you can sell and how to read the Kiba graph. And I also show you how to outsource, because that's eventually what you want to do, right? You want to just do the the things that you are good at doing and outsource everything else. So it kind of goes through everything, kind of like our journey, everything that I know and went through. I put it all in the course, as well as some bonus modules for people who are continuing with us. And later on, I have like paid trainings that for people who aren't in the course, that will be included within the course for free for current Academy members. So it's, we're always like updating the course. And the Facebook group is just a community where when I first got started, I just needed a group where I can bounce ideas off of each other, especially for women. No offense to you guys. You guys are awesome. I have some cool guys in there too. But sometimes when I was starting out, I found myself a little intimidated in those big groups that have like hundreds and thousands of people. And I would ask a question and somebody would be like, oh my God, that's a newbie question. Get out of here. And so I just started my own group and now it's growing to almost 9,000 members. And it's just a place where you can kind of chat and maybe get some support to help you get started. And so that is Women Sellers of Amazon FBA. And the link will be, I guess, in here as well.
Yeah, definitely. We'll put the link to all of that, the discount code, all of that. We'll put that in the show notes below. But also, Amy, I wanted to commend you on, like, we always talk about niche here. Like, that's an important word of like narrowing in on your niche. And to name your course the Women's Sellers Academy is bold, because a lot of people might be really scared to literally like cut out half the population. And like you said, no offense to any guys, and there are some guys in it, but like, you've really focused in on who you're speaking to. And I think that's really, really awesome. So I wanted to commend you on that. And thank you so much for being here today, Amy. You're a wealth of knowledge. I know you have a YouTube channel as well, so people can check that out. And we'll put links to all of that down in the show notes. But we really appreciate you for being here.
Thank you so much, Brock. It's been a pleasure.
I really hope you enjoyed this interview. Again, you can find links to everything that we talked about down in the show notes below this episode. And don't forget to use discount code BYT to get 15% off the Women's Sellers Academy. Thanks so much for listening. And until next time, happy networking.